walking about with a pretty girl and asking if she's been to any theatres lately. He nearly always has something to do." "Mark kept him busy?" "Yes. Mark never seemed quite happy unless he had Cayley doing something for him. He was quite lost and helpless without him. And funnily enough, Cayley seemed lost without Mark." "Was he fond of him?" "Yes, I should say so. In a protective kind of way. He'd sized Mark up, of course, his vanity, his self-importance, his amateurishness, and all the rest of it, but he liked looking after him, and he knew how to manage him."
"Yes."
"What sort of terms was he on with the guests? You and Miss Norris and all of them?" "Just polite and rather silent, you know. Keeping himself to himself. We didn't see so very much of him, except at meals. We were here to enjoy ourselves, and, well, he wasn't."
"He wasn't there when the ghost walked?"
"No. I heard Mark calling for him when he went back to the house. I expect Cayley stroked down his feathers a bit, and told him that girls will be girls. Hallo, here we are!"